Last week, Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky's 4th District announced that he is reintroducing H.R. 899, a bill that would abolish the Federal Department of Education on December 31, 2026. Massey first introduced the bill in 2017 and has reintroduced the bill three other times in 2019, 2021, and 2023, but the bill has died each time. Colorado U.S. House Representatives Lauren Boebert, RCO4, and Jeff Crank, RCO5, both co-sponsored H.R. 899. 28 other Republicans also co-sponsored the bill. The Department of Education oversees education policy and funding in the United States. The mission of the department is to promote student achievement and preparation for global competitiveness by fostering educational excellence and ensuring equal access for students of all ages. According to NPR, Republicans have been calling for the department's abolition since its birth, in 1979. NPR reported that the department employs more than 4,000 people and has an annual budget of $79 billion. This week, President Donald Trump's administration announced that an executive order is being drafted that could terminate the U.S. Department of Education. The Associated Press reported that at least 55 employees received an email on January 31 stating that they were being placed on paid leave.